It's a death trap, said the colonel bitterly.
It's all we have, replied Forrest in a patient tone.
There's no way down once we're up there. There's just that one set of steps.
And only one place to defend.
What if they decide to dig straight up through?
That will take a while, even for ants. Either way, we buy some time.
I don't like it. Forrest snorted disgustedly, a harsh blast of white sound into Felix's earphones.
Damn it, I don't like it either, she retorted. But there simply isn't any other place to go but the Mesa. We ought to get started moving the casualties as soon as the able bodies have made connection.
I don't like it. I don't like not having any avenue of retreat.
The colonel looked up at her then, startled. For perhaps 5 seconds the two stood there, commander and scout, and traded glances. At last the colonel looked away. He sighed.
It's a death trap, he said again. It's Banshee, said Forrest, simply.
Felix turned away and walked down the rows of casualties toward the can. He was down to 37% power. He found a long line of warriors lounging about on the sand. He asked the first, found out that this was indeed the line to make connection. He sat and waited. He wondered why Forrest bothered to argue with the colonel. Why waste your breath, he thought. There really isn't any choice. The colonel had to see that. It's Banshee, Forrest had said, as though that explained everything. Felix smiled slightly, bitterly, to himself. As far as he was concerned, it did explain it all. They had moved 3 more times. Each time, after a short delay, the ants had found them and attacked. Each time, the attacks were the same. Walls of ants choking against the barricades, a seemingly endless supply. The lines would hold as long as they could. He and Forrest and others would try to keep those that broke through from killing too many. Sometimes, not always, they did a good job. Certainly Felix was getting better. He had found that he no longer needed to think before acting. He only reacted, killing often 2 ants at once. And if he had gotten quite good, Forrest had become amazing. Never in all his life had Felix seen anything remotely resembling her reflexes. Many times she had managed to cover not only her own area, but his as well. She was absolutely phenomenal. A real-life killing machine. He sighed. Not that it had been enough. Not that anything could have been enough. For despite all their combined talents and all their combined resources, the ants were slaughtering them. Each attack was merely a holding action saved at the last minute by a hail of blaze bombs, which would temporarily demolish every ant in sight. But they were running out of blaze bombs. Soon, very soon, there would be nothing to throw at the boiling mass, and they would all be engulfed. They must get everyone atop the mesa. Felix and Forrest had stumbled across it. It was a squat, ovular plateau of sand rising some 20 meters above the desert floor. It had walls that were almost perfectly sheer on all sides. Only a slanting drainage path, carved from erosion, provided a route to the top. If they could get everyone up there, the ants would be forced to bunch together to attack them. No more than 2 abreast could scale that little path at a time.
We could make it damned expensive for them, he thought. But of course, they can afford it. They have the bodies to spare no matter where we are.